You're listening to SBS News.
As Australia tackles its economic recovery from coronavirus restrictions, there are signs from overseas buyers that property investment is perceived as worthwhile. Sam Gu is a real estate agent for Ray White on the Gold Coast in Queensland.
I've been speaking to a lot of my Chinese clients or friends, you know, back to China, and they were so hoping they just come white. You know, the border is open and they just want to come here. Even some people, they have never been to Australia and they really want to come to see how beautiful the country is and how safe.
Australia has been widely recognised as being on its way to successfully containing the COVID-19 outbreak, with just 103 fatalities and just over 7,000 infections nationwide.
Now they realise their health is a priority, so they want to come to live in the country as less, you know, like the virus cases, and it's very easy to control, to contain. So definitely is one of their priority, you know, countries to live.
It's a sentiment that's echoed by Ewan Sonito from hotel developer Crown Group. He says he's been surprised by the amount of interest there's been in investment during the economic downturn.
But interestingly enough, for us, it's February and March was fascinating because we thought that the market's going to go down significantly, but it was actually the biggest sales we ever had in the last 2 years. And it was actually the higher end market, which is the $4 to $5 million purchase, and some of them are coming from China, some of them are coming from like places like Hong Kong. So we thought that there's something to do with what's happening in Hong Kong, the instability, but to some extent also the what COVID-19 has caused people to also think about Australia as being a safe place.
The industry is also optimistic about further investment when more restrictions are eased.
I would expect that as we lift up all of this travel restriction, that we'll see a lot more people coming through here. Now, we have also seen people who actually bought long distance because they have families and friends who are here and they understand the area and they trust them, or maybe established developers, that they do buy long distance and they are quite educated in terms of what they're looking for.
CoreLogic's latest home value index released on Monday shows Australia's residential property market declined for the first time since 2019, dropping 0.4% in May to $557,818. Tim Lawless is the head of research at the data and analytics company, and he says within the current economic climate, it's a good result.
But a 0.4% drop over the month, considering, you know, the uncertainty and the extent of the economic downturn we're moving through at the moment, I think is a pretty resilient result for the housing market so far.
Five out of the eight capital cities suffered a drop, with Darwin recording the biggest decline of 1.6%. Melbourne was reportedly 0.9% down, and modest falls were recorded across Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. Values were slightly higher in Adelaide, Hobart and Canberra, but there are still fears for a market downturn.
But we are expecting there probably will be some further downwards pressure on housing values, particularly longer term as we start to see stimulus being unwound around October, which also coincides with the expected lifting of bank leniency policies as well.
The tests are far from over for the market's resilience. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.